Hello, and thank you for calling customer support. This is Shantae. May I please have the email address on the account that you're calling in about?
johnmaxvance@icloud.com.
That's John Mack, M-A-C-K, or Mass?
M-A-X.
M-A-X, okay. Thank you so much for that information. Okay, so I've entered that information into the system, and I'm not getting an account. Let's try that again, but please spell it for me.
JohnMaxVance, and then the at symbol dot iCloud.
Okay.
After at is iCloud.com.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for that information. Okay, so I tried that exactly how you gave it to me, and it's not rendering an account. May I please have your full name, first and last name, please?
John Max, M-A-X, Vance, V-A-N-C-E.
Is there a space in there? Is Max one word? Max and Vance one word?
No, John space M-A-X Max and then space and then V-A-N-C-E.
Oh, okay, very good. Thank you so much for that. Okay, so I've tried that as well. I'm not pulling up an account. How may I assist you today, sir?
I tried to get information on my camper May 10th, I guess, is when it was.
Okay.
And the guy that I talked to never got me the price on my camper. I was supposed to find out what my camper was worth.
Uh-huh.
So he told me that a Brian would contact me.
Okay.
And he sent me something, but there was no price on my camper. All I wanted to know was what my camper was worth. That's all I wanted to know. But they did, May 10th, took out $18.95 from my credit card.
Okay.
And May 12th, they took a dollar. This is to legal car lookup.
Okay.
So now today I punched my VIN in, and it said it was only going to charge me a dollar.
Uh-huh.
And whoever I talked to asked me for my account, and I said, You got my account. You got everything I got. Why are you charging me for this stuff and I'm not getting the information that I'm supposed to get? Either give me my credit back on my credit card,
uh-huh,
and leave me alone, and I'll leave you alone.
Okay. Sounds fair. Okay. So in order for me to assist you, the card number that was charged to $18.95, give me the last eight numbers on that account so I can pull it up and go ahead and refund you.
The last eight numbers on this account?
Yes.
Okay, 0017 and then 9101.
Thank you so much for that information. Okay.
Yep.
I've located an account for carhistory.online. I see here that the account had been canceled with the cancellation number of 3473421. I also show that there is a refund of $18.95 and the refund number, confirmation number is 1518360.
Okay.
Okay.
So I was already credited back on that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I just brought it up on my account, and I got to look at it on what I'm talking to you on. I can't look on my iPad.
All righty.
I can't look on my iPad because it's my wife's iPad. It's not in my name. So. So I was credited.
Yes, sir, Mr. Vance. And you should receive a confirmation email showing that it was credited.
Okay. Why are you people saying that it only costs me $1, and you're not like other people. Well, it costs $40. And then the next thing I know, I'm getting charged $18.95.
Okay, so I do apologize for the misunderstanding, but you were charged a $1 deposit for our $18.95 volume discount package, which buys you 19 report credits per month.
Okay. Okay, I kind of follow you. I'll keep, as long as I got these phone numbers here, I can call somebody back.
Yes. Yes, sir. Not a problem. Is there anything else I can assist you with, Mr. Vance?
Nope, that's it. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.